Now, he is working every single day, not just for America, but especially for Georgia's 9th congressional district. I didn't know this. He's a military chaplain. I did know he's a ranking member of the Judiciary Committee for the GOP in the House. He is none other than Congressman Doug Collins. Congressman Collins, welcome to America First.
Well, I am excited to be here. It's good to be with you.
It's great to have you on the show. We've been setting this up for quite some time now that the insanity has stopped in the Senate with the impeachment trial that failed. Acquitted forever is the hashtag, I think, most appropriate. You can get back to business, such as coming on little pesky national radio shows like mine. But, Congressman Collins, please talk to our listeners. We've got millions of listeners across the country. Then you add social media. We're live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. We heard Chuck Schumer a few days ago said, okay, well, we failed, so we can just go back to the beginning and we can impeach him in the House. Are you guys ready? And is that what Congressman Doug Collins expects to happen next in this crazy circus coming from the Dems?
Look, the Democrats are so deranged on this, and they have been. We've been fighting this for over a year. They're just unhinged. It goes back to just, you know, Nadler, Schiff, I mean, Pelosi, the rest of them. They're going to try anything. Here's the problem. Everybody needs to understand this. This goes back to, and I've said this many, many times, it goes back to the night in November with tears in Brooklyn. This is when this started. When they did not get their candidate, their person that they thought would be their coming moment, Hillary Clinton, when she lost, the tears flowed in Brooklyn, the joy spread for America. But they said at this point, we've got to actually take this guy down. But we also know, Dr. G, that if you go back earlier, they had already planned this. The corrupt cabal of Strzok, McCabe, Comey, Page, all of these who right now are in Clapper and Brennan and these others who now Durham is looking at, had already began this process. So it just developed itself. I call it means, motive, and opportunity. They finally, last November in the election, when they took over the House, they finally had their opportunity. And they began last year to impeach this president. They attended to, they're harassing, that's all they've done. So now, I mean, when you're a one-trick pony, what do? You go back to the same old thing. Last week, Jerry Nadler, sitting in a committee hearing, actually asked, and with all the things we could have asked Director Wray of the FBI about the Horowitz report,
right,
the problems that was in the FBI, he chooses to ask about Brett Kavanaugh.
Incredible.
Now, Steve, your listeners need to know how just deranged this is. This the obsession with the president who's only done, what has he done? Oh, had the best economy, best unemployment. He, our standing in the world is amazing. And by the way, he's going to win in November. But if I had their group of clown car candidates that are going to be on display again tonight in New Hampshire, I would want to do something too, because they're going to get beat and get beat badly.
All right. Well, you sound very, very confident. I just need to reassure our listeners that you will be there in the House with the other fighters for freedom, because we've used so many audio cuts of you from the impeachment sham trial. We've had Matt Gaetz, Jim Jordan, Louis Gohmert, Lee Zeldin, Devin Nunes fighting the good fight. And we expect you to keep on fighting, not just for Georgia, but for the truth. Thank you for what you do, Congressman. Now we have to turn to the reason that you are a news item in and of itself. So talk to us about why Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia has decided to join that snooty bunch of people called senators who think each one of them is the president of the United States. They're harder to get on a radio show than the president who I spoke to on Sunday, who said he's coming on my show. Please convince us that you won't be one of those snooty senators. Why are you running to represent Georgia, Doug Collins?
No, I think this is great. I'm a trooper's kid from North Georgia who knows what hard values, you know, look like. I mean, look, I know the ones that got us here. I fought every day that I've been in the House, and even before then in the Georgia House, for the everyday person who gets up, goes to work, and really, frankly, wants Washington to leave them alone. And I think over the past years, we've proven with this president that we know how to fight. I'm going to do that in the Senate. But it's pretty simple. What I found out is there's a disconnect in Washington, D.C. And if you want to, you talk about stirring up here, the swamp is mad at Doug Collins, because Doug Collins is challenging an appointed senator who got one vote, the governor of Georgia, and has never stood for an election.
Right.
And I chose to challenge that person, but McConnell's bunch and the senatorial committee has been upset. But you know who's not upset? The people of Georgia, because they know about this. They know that Doug Collins cares and he runs for three reasons. And it's, you know, my three kids, Jordan, Copeland, and Cameron, because they represent the values all across this country of kids and family members, nieces and nephews, aunts and uncles, who want to get up, who want to be go to work, make their livings. They want to do what they can do under God-given talents and abilities. And that's what we got to fight for. If we don't fight for conservative values and not just simply sit back and give state speeches, I am tired of Republican and especially conservatives who are boring. I'm tired of boring people who go out there and say, here's what we're supposed to do. Look at this growth rate. Look at this PowerPoint. Dr. G, we've got to get out there, and I'm going to be doing this in Georgia.
I love that.
And I'll take on anybody all over the world. They need to see conservative values lived out in practical ways.
Doug, if I lived in Georgia, you'd have my vote, not just because of what you just said, but because you proved yourself in the last year alone during the impeachment attempt to remove the duly elected president from the White House. So God bless you for what you're doing. In the last minute we have with you, this is Congressman Doug Collins. Follow him at Rep. Doug Collins. I'll support you however I can. What is your message to the people of Georgia, and how can they support you? You've got 60 seconds, sir.
Well, I appreciate your endorsement and be happy to spread that. We've got Collins for GA, collinsforga.com is our website. Go to that website. They can sign up. They can give. They can volunteer. We've got an army building right now that is going out there outside. If they want a senator who has been a congressman who understands what Georgia values mean, from living there all of my life, from being a part of it, from, like I said, being in the military, being in the pastor, but also being an attorney who's fought for this president, who's fought for this country, who was in Iraq in 2008, who understands what goes on here and how to get things done, you know, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to carry the message to everybody. We have criminal justice reform, things like that. Those were my bills that the president took on and is champion. We're going to take this message to everybody, so we want to get everybody on board, and we appreciate your help and your endorsement in this as well, because we're going to take this fight to the people.
I'll be here for you and the people of Georgia. Support this man, Collins for GA. He is Congressman Doug Collins, and he has proven himself. God bless you, Congressman. Keep doing what you do.